Tonight on this very special Christmas Eve Eve edition of IFAF.
Idaho Falls and fabulous flora.
You remember the scene in Santa Claus, right? Where Tim Allen just goes, you know, he shaves and all that.
And then as soon as he pops up, there were lots of times when I was intentionally sort of looking away from him.
Are you sure you didn't go to a special performance of The Nutcracker?
My solution to it is basically putting them somewhere my cats can't get to, but I can see. It's going to be on top of my kitchen cabinets.
It's just like a joke you can tell at grandma's house.
Right, right, without getting an, oh, Michael.
Christmas dinner, yes, yeah. Exactly.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Ah, you smell that? That's, not Intermountain Pass, allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah.
That's the smell of wood-burning stoves in some of those older neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, here's the thing. Smell. As a kid, we had one of those, so I hated it because I was the one who was hauling the wood in every winter in my, like, slippers. It was the worst. But as an adult, I recognize that it's very sweet and cozy and homey. And, you know, it does feel extra Christmassy with a fire crackling in the fireplace.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Or on the TV.
Yeah.
Screensaver on
right,
the TV.
Right.
Good evening, ungovernables. On tonight's episode, we'll just see what happens, but I'm pretty sure we'll talk about what Idaho Falls is ranting and raving about in the last week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the Nutcracker.
Yeah, it got pretty nutty.
We'll exchange gifts.
Mm-hmm.
We'll explain our special set. And we'll explain, we'll end the show with a little twist.
On your Christmas.
Or is it twisted? Well, let's begin this episode the same way we ended last episode, by wishing you a happy Christmas Hana Kwanzaa and a merry Gishgam Floof Near.
Right? One might even say happy holidays.
Yes.
Because that does save a lot of time, but...
Let's definitely say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that too.
Absolutely, from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah.
Have you seen...
One thing I will say, though, is I think that happy holidays works better anyway because you're celebrating Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's really just telling you to have a more extended time of happiness.
Yes, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Christmas, New Year.
Right, right.
And I'm sure a bunch we're missing.
Hell, even up to Valentine's Day.
Oh,
all the holidays should be happy.
Including happy solstice.
There we go. Yeah.
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 So that was December 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the story, kids. Once upon a time, the sun appeared to die in the sky. Yet, 3 days later, there was a glimmer of hope. The sun was resurrected and came back to life.
Sounds familiar.
And that, kids, is a story of solstice. Anyway, hail Santa. Have you seen that this year?
No, hilarious, though, and I like it.
So I've been following... I've been following Maddie Danger since Halloween.
Yes.
When we mentioned her in our Halloween episode.
Mm-hmm.
And her and her entire crew went to the Grand Teton Mall Santa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And captioned all their pictures, Hail
Santa. That's so funny.
And he was like, there for it.
Yeah.
Like he was like, yeah, cool. I can't believe maybe they don't hang out too often, or maybe they've got incognito mode, but I can't believe I've never seen them in Idaho Falls.
Yeah.
They're all great. Her and her entire crew.
Yeah. And they're very eye catching.
Yes.
You feel like you'd notice, like they'd stick out of a crowd.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, you can't miss them.
What's funny is when I went to go see Santa this year, I actually noticed that the picture that they had up on screen was her picture with him.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, like that was sort of their screensaver.
So they're there for it too.
Yeah, yeah. And
the whole mall.
I thought that was brilliant too.
Well done.
It's really good advertising for a couple of reasons, mm-hmm. I think. First off, because she's an adult, so you're not like using some random person's kid as an advertisement.
Right, or JCPenney model. Or
right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Not only that, but also because she is different from the usual demographic that you'd expect to go see Santa, it sort of advertises that this isn't just for, you know, kids.
It's sort of a come one, come all message.
Right, right.
I love that.
Which, I mean, especially if you're in a money-making venture, that's sort of a good look for you.
Can we address your Christmas sweater?
Oh, yeah, my sweater kitties?
It is. Yep.
Yeah.
There they are. And so, I don't know if you can see these, but okay, yeah. So there's Leo and Coco.
This is the sweater that Mike got me last year during our IFAF gift exchange. So I thought it was appropriate to wear it this year for our IFAF gift exchange. That also it is my favorite Christmas sweater. Because I think it's just so cute.
I am going to say you look cute as hell. I'll just Thank say what you. Everybody else is saying. Yeah.
Well, and I especially like the meowy Christmas.
Yes.
Or sorry, meowy Catmas.
Yes.
Because I love a pun, and two puns in one is sort of where it's at for me.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's just great. Yeah. I guess if I say it's just great, I'm complimenting myself, but mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm complimenting how you rock it.
Well, thank you.
And you're just rocking the whole...
Oh, yeah. I went full festive this
Girl
time.
Girl on Christmas morning opening presents.
I look like I should be in a Hallmark movie.
Can we just all, for a minute, give her three clap emojis?
Thank you.
You do. You look like you should be in Checking It Twice.
Yeah, right.
Which, by the way, we did a little thing on, and mm-hmm. it went, I don't know if you want to say viral, but 250,000
views. I mean, I think that's
views
pretty
on
good.
Instagram for an account that only has 800 followers.
I think that's pretty darn good.
That
frankly,
that seems out of this world. And right. And what's funny is they got us some information. So thank you, commenters. Mm-hmm. You know, the airport at the beginning with mm-hmm. the mountains behind it.
Yes,
that's Sun Valley.
Okay.
So that shows you I've never been to Sun Valley. I'm mm-hmm. sorry, I've never flown into Sun Valley.
Yeah, I mean, who would?
And that, right.
Kidding. Kidding.
The people that can afford it.
Yeah, right. I have to assume those tickets are even spendier than the Idaho Falls airport tickets.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know what airport it was. I haven't seen that comment yet, but it was definitely the Boise skyline.
Yes.
And somebody, I believe, said, yeah, that's the sky. I would drive that every day. That's mm-hmm. Capitol Avenue heading north or south.
Right.
Anyway, it almost now seems like sort of a weird amalgamation of just Idaho towns in general. You should have put Lewiston in there.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, had them walk out and be like... Why does it stink? Oh, wait. You could do that for Idaho Falls now, too, huh?
Oh!
Burn, baby.
Potlatch and Intermountain Packing. How do I know both of those things?
Yeah.
Oh, the Intermountain Packing CEO said something like, hey, man, we've done a ton of shit. I'm paraphrasing big time.
Right.
But I remember he did, after we talked about it, probably wasn't responding to us, but just the general, mm-hmm. you know, since we reflect the zeitgeist.
Right.
But he said like all sorts of, I don't want to say defensive, but just demonstrative things that they've done.
Sure.
Like, dude, why am I speaking in a voice of a guy I don't know? But he's like, dudes, we've like paid to cover manholes and stuff where we shouldn't even have to do and sure. shouldn't be responsible for. And so I wonder.
If you're making the smell, you should be responsible for the smell.
You said something about it smelling like an old lady fart.
Yeah, yeah, which I do think it did. And I've heard that it depends on what day you go there.
Ah.
So I almost wonder if the best thing to do is if, you know, we see the Life in Idaho Falls page on Facebook get flooded with comments of, what's that
then
smell?
Go.
Where's it coming from?
Okay.
Then we get
go
in our
like
car.
Immediately.
We get in our car, we roll down our windows, and we see when we start to hit the smell. And then we also keep going toward it
maybe
until
sort of,
we can determine.
Do you remember the old Fruit Loops commercial? Just follow your nose.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It always knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sort of my point is let's.
Toucan Sam. Let's Toucan Sam it.
There's got to be some sort of cycle to it. So let's go back, find out what the cycle is, and, you know, wait for that day and plan on going.
Also, have you
See
seen
what
the?
Happens.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
We'll investigate.
Have you seen the meme Idaho ho ho?
Oh, that's funny. That's wholesome.
It's just a bunch of things that cracked me up this
I
week.
I love that. That's yeah. super cute. Yeah.
Speaking of the Facebook groups.
Oh yeah.
About Idaho Falls, have you noticed there's a lot of salt out there right now?
On the roads and in the comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have noticed that.
More salt that's in my beard that I was trying out for this episode and you probably won't see next time.
Yeah. Personally, I like the beard. It certainly matches the coat.
Yes, it does. Yeah. You remember the scene in Santa Claus, right, where Tim Allen just goes, you know, he shaves and all that.
And then as soon as he pops up,
That's what's happening to me right now.
Yeah. I like it.
Take the next 20 years instead of, you know, 20 seconds.
Right, yeah.
but people are, I think we got to remember, man, it's a tense time of year.
Right. Yeah. I have a few theories about why people are so pissy, for lack of a better term. Realistically, the holidays are stressful. People are probably kind of broke, especially in this economy. I think this year's been really hard for a lot of folks.
In this economy?
Yeah. And, you know, it's so hard when, like, you're already struggling and then you have all this pressure put on you to go out and spend money and be part of this consumerism. And, you know, it's very taxing on people, and I can see why they're angry and stressed out and frankly, kind of mad and bitter.
The holidays are stressful and we forget it.
Plus family's in town and it can be a lot.
With a little help from Jack Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
We forget it, but, you know, because 2 months ago, we were talking about the holidays are coming, the Coca-Cola ads.
Right.
And I started one episode with just hear those.
Right. Yep. I do remember that.
And you had to stop me.
Oh, yeah.
And so we were so excited. But then, you know, it's crunch time now.
Yes. Yeah.
There's 2 days to Christmas. But you know what? That special day is coming, and then what we have to look forward to is post-holiday depression. So keep it real, kids.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a tough time of year for a lot of folks. And, you know, hopefully for anyone who is struggling, they're reaching out to resources that can help them through this.
Yeah.
You're not alone out there. There's always someone who can help.
Yeah. And if you have the energy, help someone in need.
Yeah.
But back
check on your friends.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know what? Check on your enemies, because chances are they need it even more.
You know, that's a great...
I got a long list of people to call then. Kidding.
That's a great point. Yeah. You're getting cold this year.
Yeah. Hey, I still hate you, but want to make sure you don't hate yourself.
Right. You know, I actually reached out to my stepdad.
Oh, yeah?
This Christmas, because... So I called him, and because I realized, I don't call him enough.
Yeah.
And I called him, and we had a great conversation, and I hung up, and I thought, man, he really sounds like somebody I know. That whole delivery and cadence and anecdotal storytelling and sidebars, but they're short.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like somebody I know. Who the hell is that? Oh. That's me. So.
Well, I certainly like the way you talk. So thanks, Glenn.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Back to these Facebook groups. I just don't know how to tell which one of these Facebook posts are justified, because some of them are, hey, this guy cut me off in traffic.
Right.
And hey, watch out for this person on a dating site.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, we're looking for more information on these two individuals from posted by stores, right?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Crime Stoppers style.
You know, and I've been seeing a lot of hit and runs too.
Yes.
Yeah. Which doesn't surprise me, because I mean, weather conditions being what they are.
Right.
I think more accidents are prone to happening. Now, here's the one thing that I do wonder. I do kind of wonder if maybe sometimes the music is bumping and maybe the driver isn't paying attention and they don't notice that they did it, and therefore they accidentally hit and run.
Well, it seems like we're having more problems, but mm-hmm. or are we making little things bigger problems?
Right.
I don't know. I can't tell, but it is a question.
Yeah.
People are being kind of funny too.
Yeah.
Like, all right. And not, maybe funny mean, I don't think...
You don't think it's necessarily mean-spirited funny. It's more of a jokey joke, ha-ha funny?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We're all human. We all laugh at things.
Yeah, I think that's nice to hear.
Poor local News 8, who, by the way, we complimented highly last episode when we talked about cooking with Kent. Great segment on that. Go check that out. Localnews8.com.
I think that's sweet.
Great job, guys. Anyway, Michael Coates kind of made a boo-boo.
Oh no, what happened?
Somebody posted a screenshot to one of the groups saying, I guess it's supposed to be 96 degrees, apparently.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I saw that.
On Friday. Yeah. And the thing is, it must be a common mistake because we've seen them before, right?
Either way, if you're producing a show every single day,
yeah.
I have to assume that mistakes will be made. As if we have any room to, you know,
we
boo
do a
on
show
someone for a mistake.
As a hobby, once a week, and fuck it up way more.
Yeah.
Our success rate is way lower.
Yes.
Anyway, he could have just ignored it.
Sure.
But instead, he came on and owned it. Oh,
okay.
And I need to add a part because I want to be accurate. I said, and I was being snarky. I was I'm part of the problem. I was having some Christmas salt.
Yep.
And I said, ladies and gentlemen, you're reliable local news media or something like that.
Right.
You know, which I basically just adding to the joke.
Yeah, you're kind of a dick, though. But,
was that a dick move?
Maybe a little.
Okay, I'll own it. Okay. Like Michael Coates owned this, honest, let's face it, a small mistake that we all had a good laugh about. But he replied, hey, man, I made a small mistake with Python script coding.
Oh,
which
okay.
is way beyond my, it's way out of my pay grade.
Yeah.
You'd
think that'd be some IT guy who'd be running that stuff.
And I fixed it. And I thought, that's so cool for him to come on and just say, yeah, I own it.
Yeah.
I figured out what it was. Mm-hmm. I fixed it. That's really which, all we want from people.
I will say, too, I think that that makes him sound even more, like, capable and good at his job.
Yes.
Because, like, I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think that when you think of weather people, a lot of the time you sort of think like, oh, they're just someone who goes on and they say what has been told to them.
Right. Yeah.
Like they sort of read a script almost.
Well, and you sometimes, you know, cheesy guys who just have to throw it back to the news team.
Right. Right. Know? So, you know, knowing that he is the guy behind all of the stuff there.
Right.
It makes me respect him a little bit more.
Yeah, I think they read more than the NOAA weather report.
Right.
You know, last episode we were wondering about a white Christmas. We discussed the 88% probability of a white Christmas in Idaho Falls in general.
Right.
And here we are. It might be snowing right now as you're listening to this, because I know that snow is predicted on Monday. But
I love that.
I don't know if it's light snow or heavy snow, because I'm not a meteorologist.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's so weird to hear you talking so highly of weather people and meteorologists.
You know okay, it's true. It's true. Earlier, maybe even a couple times this year, I did bag on TV meteorologists.
Right.
And I want to make sure that you know, Michael Coates, that I think you're the exception. I think you're tall, and I'm not. I think you're handsome, and I'm not. And I think that you deserve all the accolades.
And you've got that riz.
And you're the most camera-ready, capable TV meteorologist that I've ever seen.
I think that's very nice. Wow, right. You're so complimentary.
Well,
you must be in a good mood.
Okay, so that was one funny Facebook thing that happened.
Uh-huh.
Here's another one. It's a funny it's a funny joke about Mormons.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And you being a FOMO, no, an
Exmo,
a former Mormon.
Uh-huh.
Can I just throw you the post?
A FOMO faux show?
Yeah. Can I just throw you that and you read it? Okay.
Let's see here.
There's a little setup in there, but yeah.
All right. So should I start with the great news for Mormons?
Yes.
Hey, great news for Mormons. Irrefutable evidence has come to light, which confirms that the Lamanites and the Nephites did in fact exist. Although their names have naturally changed somewhat over the years, the descendants of both the races are actually being observed in Home Depot stores everywhere. The Lamanites can easily be found on aisle 32.
Hang on, read that word again.
Wait. Laminates. Okay. Okay. The Lamanites can easily be found on aisle 32, but the nightlights are rather shy and refuse to appear until after dark.
So, Merry Christmas, Lamanites and nightlights.
That's hilarious, actually. I really like that.
It's just like a joke you can tell at grandma's house.
Right, right. Without getting an, oh, Michael.
Christmas dinner. Yes, exactly.
Which is probably a good thing for you, because I know you get a lot of those from some gals.
just, yes, couple.
You know who you are.
You do. And thanks for sticking with me.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas. Okay. Yeah. Just if you say that joke, just don't say Hail Santa afterwards.
Oh, man. Hey, it's better than the alternative.
Hey, speaking of my internet friends that have just sort of come along since we've started this podcast, We mentioned Maddie Danger and Roddy. Dude, thank you for the shout out last week. That was so cool.
That was so nice.
Now, if you don't know Mike Nelson, I used to listen to Mike and Liza in the mornings every morning way back when. Now, you know, who needs radio though? Mike Nelson now has a really great podcast, IFAF. Go check them out. Follow them. Go watch the full episodes. It's a lot of fun. And it just feels really good to see someone that has done this stuff for a living, you know, show some love to this ragtag bunch of people on Roddy Radio and on It Begins With Us. So thanks, Mike Nelson. I see you, man. I like it.
Bro, we see you. And thank you so much. That just meant the world to me. It was a little holiday cheer. And then Jeff from Jeff and Greg. Bro, you're killing it. His house just won the Ammon City Lights.
Oh, I love that.
Sorry, I don't know what it's called, but they're their Christmas lights competition.
Oh, that's so cool.
People voted for his place the most.
Did he do that thing where like the lights move according to music and stuff?
I think he did one night last week. I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
But, did you post a video, bro? I'll go check it out if you did. But we've talked about Jeff and Greg, The OGs in the podcasting realm in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Happy anniversary coming up in January, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, he had a great rant about married radio team shows.
Okay, that seems like a weird thing to have a problem with.
Well, there's a few things with it, you know.
Okay.
And don't we have one in this market that's a... I don't know, out of Boise that's syndicated here, but they pretend they're here or something weird. I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
I tell you what, he was wondering about how come there's so many of them now? I'll tell you why. If you ever have a question about why something is going on, follow the money.
Okay.
A great wise man once told me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's probably, I can't say for sure, I don't know, and I certainly can't speak to anything local that he would hear on in this market, but, you know, you audition morning shows and you say, okay, our budget is $150, and they are both used to making $100 a year.
Right.
They might take it, you know, because... they're both being employed.
Right. Okay.
But I, you know.
Yeah. Kind of. Okay. So otherwise they'd have to. So otherwise the radio station would have to pay enough to support two different households.
Correct.
Rather than one household.
So anyway, I digress. And I was reminded that if we haven't mentioned it on this show before, I don't think we have. But Jeff was the guy that the famous Brad and Tara. Sang Endless Love, I think it was, at his wedding.
Oh.
And I believe the YouTube video is still up.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Hilarious. You know my good buddy Brad.
In fact,
we're going to end the show with two of Brad's songs.
Oh, I love that.
He's been writing songs on AI. In fact, he's the one who introduced me to the whole concept that you can just type shit in.
Yeah.
And get a song.
Funny, huh? Okay.
Anyway, go check out Jeff's house. You know where it is. It's Tiebreaker and John Adams because it's great looking.
I'm excited for that. You know, I was just telling you today that we should go look at Christmas lights.
Yeah. Well done, buddy.
Do you want locally raised beef for the holidays or to feed your family through the winter? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase. Proud to donate $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud King's hat trick.
Ladies, go thrifting for the holidays at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale women's fashion.
Right now, save on sweaters, boots, and jackets, festive socks, jewelry, pins, and bags. Now carrying Bumble and Bleat Soapery and gift cards for holiday gift giving.
Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase. Elsie's Closet. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
We have a lot of fun here on IFAF. Believe it or not, we can be serious too, especially when it comes to helping Idaho buy and sell homes. When it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the biggest financial transaction of your life with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
Dead serious realtors by day, alive silly podcasters by night. Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post. You know who deserves a treat for the holidays? That's right, you do. You deserve Thor's Chocolate.
The best artisan chocolate in East Idaho, beyond anything you've tasted before. With bold, smooth, delicious flavors, dark milk and white chocolates, with a few keto-friendly options as well.
Made from bean to the bar right here in Idaho Falls, thorschocolate.com. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 25% on your first purchase. Thor's Chocolate. Fit for the gods.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the one local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's crazy fast 250 service for $37 a month or their crazy fast gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Get a jump on holiday shopping for your out-of-town family or friends. Here's a gift-giving idea. Send them a unique, homegrown, hometown tee from Teton T-Shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, plus our famous potato sack design and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out Teton T-Shirts. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
TetonT-Shirts.com. Link in post. We're a real piece of Idaho Falls. That's a pooping joke. It was all AI's fault.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't my fault.
Sure. It was definitely AI that came up with a poop joke for a song.
I didn't write that or suggest that. What am I, Gene from Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, you know, you have had a lot of potty humor lately.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I did have the man flu a while ago, and it really is a terrible situation when you're dealing, when you realize, I'm not even a human. I'm just somebody who has to deal with, I think I broke it down into the big four, pee, poo, puke, snot.
Yep.
Gross.
Yeah, you think it's bad for you.
Yeah, she's the one who's got to listen to it. But yeah, if you're going through that, I did see that was another Facebook thing going around this week is, does everybody have this? Is it just me? It's not just you, bro. All right. Or honey, or deer. I think deer is Deer's a very nice. Good term of endearment.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like being called deer.
Right.
But there was a McDonald's employee at the Northgate Mile.
Oh, yeah?
Who did that. And that X intersection is what I was doing with my fingers there. And she called me deer, and it was so unexpected. And thank you.
It's nice.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
You know what else is very nice?
What's very nice?
This set of ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, these poinsettias. I mean, so festive, first of all. Now, I will say I do technically have a bias against poinsettias because they are toxic to cats. Keep that in mind, folks, in case you didn't know that. Okay. Even their pollen can be toxic. So be very careful if you choose to have them in your home and you also have a cat. My solution to it is basically putting them somewhere my cats can't get to, but I can see it's going to be on top of my kitchen cabinets. So a little suggestion for you, if you're thinking of having them in your home for the holidays with your, you know, furry pals.
My solution to that is if the cat eats it, maybe he deserves to die.
No.
You know
what
cats you
are
did.
Stupid and they don't know better.
I'm kidding.
That's mean, Mike.
Okay, but let's bring this over. Look at this beautiful. Okay, and we want to give a shout out to Abby, who is a realtor friend of ours, but also, and one of the very, in fact, the first supporter of this show.
Yes. Yeah.
She also, much like you, mm-hmm. she got a couple side gigs, side yes. hustles.
Uh-huh.
And she works at Town and Country.
Yeah, right. One thing I love. So first off, these are pink poinsettias, which A plus. Good job choosing those out. I hope
our camera color can pick this up. Right. Yeah.
But the other thing I love is that, and now I don't think that you specifically asked for the added glitter.
Oh, no. I wasn't expecting glitter.
So I don't know if Abby was just like, you know, oh, I know these are for Carly, so I'm going to add glitter to these because that bitch loves glitter. or if it was just, you know, what they do to all pink poinsettias, they just barbify them a little bit more.
Yeah, but this
it's got a little glitter on it, and I really dig that.
Yeah.
Also,
Can you just sort of hold it up? I think, you know, right in front of you, I think, mm-hmm. is our camera focus.
Yes.
And just sort of slowly twirl them like it's on the... the what am I, HGC?
On a turntable?
It's on like the shopping channel.
Right.
Remember how they would do that cheesy, glittery turn? Yeah. Well done.
Thank you. I will also say that poinsettias actually have a very rosy smell to them.
Okay.
Which I wasn't expecting.
Huh. And,
they smell
and
nice.
And look, I'm gonna feel bad about saying this, but oh my God. Mine's bigger than yours.
Yeah, yours ended up massive. I have to assume that's because the red poinsettias are probably more popular, and therefore they probably tend to have bigger plants of them available.
Did you use, what is it, Monster Grow?
Miracle Grow, I know, right? Anyway. Maybe Monster Grow on those, because they are big.
I don't
want
to, okay, there we go. Anyway,
yeah.
Thank you, Abby, and... Town and Country Gardens, you're just killing it, especially, I mean, any season, but for a garden mm-hmm. shop to really rock it at Christmas time.
Yeah, in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are IFAF this week.
Mm-hmm.
Crisp high five. 21 finger gun Pew-pew. Salute. And chef's kiss.
To you.
To you and your poinsettias and just all your Christmas cheer. Oh, in fact.
Oh, yeah. We also have this.
Do we want to show this other arrangement?
Yeah. This really lovely arrangement. Now, it did come with a hanging hook.
Yes.
Which we cut off because we wanted to do it tabletop. But I think it's so nice.
Yeah. And
it's so sprucey and fresh.
Yep.
Very piney.
Yeah. And when Abby brought them by, and by the way, Abby, listen, thank you.
It's even got jingle bells.
It's got the bells. When she brought them by, and thank you for delivering. I don't think she does that for everybody, but she knew I was busy that day. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, you know what? Everybody needs a little Christmas cheer because I'm a dude. I don't
right,
care.
Right. Who would?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I saw that and I was like, yeah, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So thank you. Okay. Is it the second year in a row that I've missed the Nutcracker, or is that a misleading way to say it? Because I think this makes 2 years in a row that I've missed the Nutcracker.
Yeah. It's kind of becoming its own tradition.
Yeah.
Now, last year, we both missed it.
It's a Christmas tradition.
Yeah. Now, last year, we both missed it.
Mm.
This year, only you missed it. I actually did get to go. I ended up going with a couple of friends since you weren't able to make it.
In my defense, I have been with you once.
Yes.
And it was great.
Yeah, once. And out of three times, but that's fine.
One out of three ain't bad. Isn't that a neat love song? That'll date me. But I'm glad you went.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it was definitely an interesting experience in its own right.
Really? Why?
Okay, so first of all, the choreography was fantastic, but they did change things a little bit in some places.
They had some swagger.
Well, I was going to say they changed it because they do have a smaller troupe than you would usually have for the Nutcracker.
It's not a cast of thousands.
Right, right.
It's eight people doing it.
Yeah.
It's like a Shakespeare festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Like, for example, the portion with the dolls in the beginning of the Nutcracker, where usually Drosselmeyer brings in two dolls who dance, that wasn't how they played it this time. This time he enchanted two of the children to be the dolls and dance, which I thought was an interesting departure from the original. But yeah, overall, I thought it was good. Anyway, I thought that the actual ballet part of it was really good. However, there was a small issue with the costuming.
Okay.
Well, maybe even a big issue with the costuming. Wait,
are you talking about what I think you're talking about? Because sometimes...
So, okay.
Not so much the ladies, but the dudes. You know what they pack in.
Right. Okay. So the last time we talked about a ballet was Cinderella, and the prince in that had some cake. And there was no hiding it. But it makes sense because, you know, they're on their legs all day. Like, you get cut doing that. Now, that being said, there's a piece that's usually added to their wardrobe that helps out called a dancer's belt. It's basically a cod piece that sort of covers their front area, especially because the men tend to be wearing white tights, especially for pieces like Swan Lake or the Nutcracker.
Yes, I'm glad you said cod piece because that's the word I was thinking of.
Yes.
And I remember being a kid and going, what's a cod?
Funny. It's a fish. Anyway, the thing about white costumes is that, especially under the stage lights, they tend to show a lot. Now, usually it's that they're sheer. Thankfully, that wasn't the issue here. However, you can see every single shadow and outline of every lump and bump on the body. Now, if you're not wearing that dancer's belt, the lump you might see might be one that you don't necessarily want to show.
Are we talking about the...
talking about his wiener.
Two jingle bells or the tip of the holly?
A little bit of both, yeah.
The tip of the tree, the little star on the tree?
Yeah.
The little angel.
yeah, maybe that little bell on top? Yeah. The neat part is you could see if they were packing jingle bells or not.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
And what did you think of the... Was it a nice Christmas package? Or was it one that got lost?
Was it
lost?
A naughty Christmas package?
I was going to say lost on somebody else's porch and they had to take a picture of it.
The funny thing is I actually did end up... So I took a video of it. Uh-huh. So here's the thing.
You got to capture the moment. Special time of year.
I will say the worst offender of it was the Nutcracker himself, and he was on the stage a lot.
How ironic.
Right. It was hard because there were lots of times when I was intentionally sort of looking away from him.
Are you sure you didn't go to a special performance of the Nutcracker?
I may have, as a matter of fact, but at one point, so I was being what I thought was funny and cheeky, and I texted my dad. Because he runs the Frontier Center, so yes. I need a little,
sure.
little water. Guess I'm not too thirsty.
Oh, wait a minute. That may have been the joke of the night right there.
Anyway, so I texted my dad since he runs the Frontier Center, and I texted a picture of the guy's pants. Mm-hmm. That clearly showed what was going on.
And what did you say?
And I said something like, what's going on here? Did they forget their dancer's belts? Like, I was
right,
genuinely
because he's
asking
a, no,
the
but
question.
He is a technical guy.
But I would
guy.
Sort of assume that he would know.
He knows everything from flooring to lighting. Yeah.
Right, yes. Right. Well, and I mean, as the manager of the venue, he tends to be, you know, pretty included in any news.
He would know if some performer forgot their...
Right. He would be the one they'd go to if they were like, we can't find our dancer's belts. Please, where can we go buy some?
Their Christmas sleigh.
Yeah. Yeah. But he left me on red, which I thought was kind of funny. You know, because I was just being sincere, and I think he was like, dude, I don't want to talk to my kid about this.
And look, obviously, you know, of course he knew about it because it's the elephant trunk in the room.
right. Yeah. You know, it's so funny though. I think that it made it a more memorable night. And realistically, the performance itself was well worth it. It was still a really great evening out. And it's a fun story and memory that me and my friends are going to look back on for years to come.
Well, and I think this is a good time for this reminder. Remember to play hide the pickle this holiday season.
For your loved ones.
You know, the thing on the tree. I'm talking about the thing on the tree.
Sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, clearly.
Man, I didn't think I'd be able to recover from that, but I think I got it. And here's what's ironic. The entire time Carly's telling this story, why don't you go ahead and grab what I'm looking directly at right now? Rango has a little toy traditionally here in this studio.
His little pink piggy.
You see?
I think it's cute. I think
the whole time you're telling this story,
you know what?
It's just coincidentally
right in your eyesight. You know what? I think maybe you need to get your mind out of the gutter.
Well, that was my Christmas cheer for the year. Oh, and by the way, that's the first time I've ever lost it. Completely lost it on this show. So, again, Merry Christmas. Hail Santa.
Funny.
Ida, ho, ho, ho.
Sorry for coughing right into the mic. My bad.
All right.
So it's winter after all.
I don't even know where we're at anymore.
Gift exchange. Okay. You were going to give me something.
Yes. I am going to dig into Carly's
Now, wait. Why don't stocking? I get to get into my stocking and then you can unwrap your gift?
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Wait, I got to take it out of the...
I mean, or I could.
No, I think that it should be... I don't know. Okay, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Should things be...
Here, I'll
look away. Nope, you got it. Yeah, it's good. I stuffed the stocking.
Well, thank you for stuffing my stocking, which apparently a lot of men don't do for their wives. Have you been seeing this trend lately? No. I'm serious. This is kind of a big deal. You haven't...
Everything's a... Yeah, no. Dudes should really...
Okay, but have you seen all of these TikTok videos of like... You know, it's Christmas morning.
Stuff their wife's stocking.
Okay, I'm sorry I phrased it wrong. But have you noticed this TikTok trend of it's Christmas morning and the kids are like, wait, Mom, why isn't there anything in your stocking?
Right.
It's 2 days before Christmas. Here's a quick reminder that if you haven't gotten your spouse something for their stocking, make sure you do so that you don't look like a total dick.
Yeah, man.
Don't make your partner stuff their own stocking.
It is December 22nd. You really ought to start thinking about Christmas shopping.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah. Can we just acknowledge the packaging, though? You mentioned the ribbon. I'd like to mention this sticker here, if you can see it.
Oh, isn't that cute?
It's a very mid-century modern appearing.
Which is exactly why I chose those, by the way.
I love my late 60s, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Do you want to go first or should I?
Let me...
Well, I think I should go
first. Yours is going to be anticlimactic.
Okay. Yeah. I think I should go first. Perfect. All right. Now... Okay. What is this? Oh, holy shit. Okay. Actually, though, I kind of love this. So this is Twang Dill Pickle Snack Salt. It's flavored salt, which, okay, this might sound... Like, it's not a great gift, but this is a great gift.
If you remember last episode, we were talking about how Carly totally got boned by Burger King.
Yes, and how I couldn't get my fried pickle burger, and I was very upset, rightfully so. And you know what? I love everything pickle flavored, and I've been thinking to myself lately that I need to go out and buy some of that Orville Redenbacher pickle salt for their popcorn. And I know you want to make a dirty joke. Just do it.
Don't make another pickle joke, Mike. I didn't realize we would get into Nutcracker to hide the pickle to my gift. We didn't plan this.
That's actually a really good segue, though.
Nobody could have planned this. All we had on the list was Nutcracker.
Yeah, but this super rocks. And I genuinely am so excited to use this.
And just so you know, it's not just that one. I got you a 4-pack. So I know. But yeah, you got so upset when you couldn't have the fried pickle Whopper from Burger King.
I was bummed.
That I was like, you know what?
I'm going to give this bitch pickles every day of the year.
You get fried pickle anything you want.
Hell yeah. I love that, actually.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. I actually am really excited for you to open this. It was something that I wasn't sure I wanted to get for you because it is sort of a useless tchotchke, but I thought it was kind of a cute idea and I thought it would look cute on the set. So,
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, hopefully someday they'll just make them anyway.
What is this? Did you... You totally customized them.
Yeah.
You totally customized them. Yeah. Oh my God. This is amazing.
Are those not so stinking cute? For some reason, yours likes to tilt back a little bit, like he's doing kind of a gangsta lean.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. But I thought it was cute. And he's got a little pair of headphones in his hand, which I thought was fun.
Okay, is that what those are? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Got it. Yeah.
But yeah. I got those on Funko.com. You can Funko yourself. Literally go Funko yourself. Well, maybe someday if we make it big, we can sign those and do a big giveaway or something. But yeah, I thought they were really cute.
Yeah, that'll never happen. We're in Idaho Falls.
You never know.
You never know. We're growing, man. And we're having growing pains. That was another Facebook bitch about parking
today. Oh, right.
Uh-huh. I got feel ya. I hear ya.
Parking's been crap lately.
it's so cute. I can't stop.
They're pretty super
admiring
cute.
It. Now, I'm going to sit it right
here. Here's something funny, though. Uh-huh. So now you'll remember earlier this week, I gave you a little Just Because gift. Mm-hmm. And the reason I did was because I felt like they were too similar to this gift. I was originally going to put them in your stocking, but then it was sort of like, okay, like you're doing the same thing over and over again this Christmas. So instead I just gave them to you because I thought they were funny and I wanted you to have them. But I ended up going to Minifigure Mania earlier this week. And, you know, because I guess I've been in that mood, mm-hmm. I decided to build minifigs of you and me. They didn't have microphones as the accessory, so instead I gave you a lightsaber because I knew you'd get a kick out of it.
These are mini Lego figurines,
yeah.
Basically, of Mike and Carly.
Yeah.
And now, I look like, I don't know if I quite look like Luke, but close enough.
I think so. Now, I chose this specific minifig face because he had a little butt chin.
Oh.
And I thought that was cute. And I like his roguish smile.
You can't really see it.
Yeah. So I thought that one looked kind of like you. There was one with glasses, but he looked like a dork virgin. Okay. And I was like, no, like, that's not Mike. But anyway, and then I also did one of me where I think I kind of look like a ginger Owen Wilson. I think that you said I looked a little bit more like Ron Weasley.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, this was the closest hairdo that they had to mine. So that's the one I went with. One cool feature of hers, though, is that she has this cute little like closed eye smiling face. And then she also has an open eye smiling face on the back of her head.
Oh, it twists around.
It twists around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought they were cute.
And did you already point out she's holding a bullhorn?
She is, yeah. Again, they didn't have a microphone, but okay. I was like, okay, well, what's the next most annoying thing to people with a microphone, people with a bullhorn?
Step away from the car.
Yeah, so that's what I went with.
Great.
Yeah, but I just thought they were cute, and I tried to do, like, sort of semi-matching outfits. They also didn't have a lot of lady choices there, so I was sort of... Yeah, I was sort of limited on what I could do, but you
know. Tell me again the name of the place, Minifigure
Mania.
Mania.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're
I remember them from Retro X 2.
Yes.
Earlier this year.
They had a booth there.
We met them.
The other cool thing, too, is that basically it's like located in a video game shop, which I can't remember the name, but we'll tag it in the description below. But it was funny because when I was describing it to you and our friends that were in the room when we were talking about it, my friend said something like, oh, it's like an internet cafe or a computer cafe. And I was like, well, yeah, but without the cafe part. And then you very smartly chimed in and you were like, do you mean an arcade? Which, yes.
Child of the
80s. Yeah. And yeah, it's a super cute little shop. It's local. It's got lots to offer. So, you know, go give them some love this holiday season. I personally think these are super cute little stocking stuffers, especially if you can't think of anything to give the person. Go out and make them into a Lego figure.
Hey, quickly and personally, thank you so much for the Christmas cards this year. You guys are on it.
I love Christmas cards. I don't really get any.
Yeah.
Mostly because, like, I don't think any of my friends make them.
Right. Who does that?
Yeah.
Well, there's still some people. And thank you, Mike, in Chicago. Holy cow, dude. And I think a couple people listening know who he is, and he's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, rocking the little rock. Putting a little rock in your sock this Christmas.
Oh, was she naughty?
Yeah, I guess that is what that would mean.
Yeah.
And our man with the hat in Manhattan, Kevin, bro, every freaking year.
And he's got such cute Christmas cards. Such a cute family.
I don't want to get choked up, but thank you, and your dad was a great man. It was really cool. His, dang, I wasn't going to cry this episode. I cried laughing.
Right.
But anyway, Kev, I miss your dad too, and thanks you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
One more friend to talk about that Jeff Henry and I talked shit about. In our conversation this past week, and when I say I talked shit, Jeff said something, and Jeff, I hope you don't mind me sharing this. He said, Brad is one of the few dudes in my life who, when I see, I will give an open-armed, willing hug to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sorry, I didn't want to hit my phone.
No, you're good. Brad might be the nicest person that has ever existed.
He just is.
Yeah.
I think I once heard the expression, live your life in such a way that when people say something bad about you, they don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
That's Brad.
Yep.
That's... Now I'm okay. I'll be fine because I'm
You're so sentimental.
Well, I got okay.
It's sweet. It's Christmas.
It is because it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's time for all the feelings.
Yeah, peace on earth and all that.
Yeah, warm and fuzzies.
And we're about to ruin all that for you because there is one little quid pro quo, Clarice. There's one little. Brad can be a little twisted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have never expected that.
I think you're going to like...
Matter of fact, I don't believe it because he lives his life in such a way that I don't believe anything bad about him.
See, there you go, buddy. It just happened. Okay, what I mean by twisted is years ago, there was an album by a guy named Bob Rivers.
Okay.
And... And he had an album called Twisted Christmas.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've heard of it.
Yeah. Do you remember the song? There's something stuck up in the chimney and I don't know what it is.
Oh.
But it's been there since last Christmas.
Oh, bummer.
Right. One of those.
Right.
I think he did. I'm trying to remember what, you know, walking around in women's underwear.
Uh-huh.
Just parody songs.
Okay. Fair enough.
And I freaking loved that album.
You do like to rewrite Christmas songs, so that sounds right up your alley.
Yeah.
Right up your chimney. So, one might even...
Speaking of Hide the Pickle this Christmas, dang it, we're in the home stretch here and I blew it.
I know, but, it's fine.
All right. Anyway, speaking of Twisted Christmas and just the dark Christmas, you know?
The creepmas?
The creepmas in general.
Okay.
I don't know if this would qualify, but Family Guy, Season 9... Episode 7.
Right.
It starts with the family going, you know, sort of making a list of all I really want for Christmas this year.
Right.
And Lois says, the song starts with Peter. I forget what his was, but Lois goes, I just want some black guys and some.
Oh, it's I want a week in Mexico
with some black guys and some blow. That's all I really want for Christmas this year.
A woman of taste.
And maybe a pair of nutcrackers. But anyway, it gets darker from there.
Right.
Where they reach the North Pole. Oh, it's Road to the North Pole. It's one of the famous Family Guy road movie parodies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they encounter an ailing Santa Claus and rabid reindeer. And
really messed up elves.
Sickly elves. Anyway, that's really dark if you're into that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And pardon me. And let's not forget... We'll leave you with two things. The Terrifier 3 is now a Christmas movie.
It sure is.
And now we'll leave you with these. It's a two-song set.
Speaking of Nutcrackers, you'll get that if you've seen it.
we'll leave you with two things. It's a two-song set from my buddy Brad Barlow. One is Wrap You Up.
Oh.
And one is...
that one sounds kind of sexy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A little All I Want for Christmas is You.
And one, Any Gift from You.
Okay.
And what you'll have to, I'll tee you up with one thing. A little twisted, but it's in Brad's sweet style.
I love that.
But you got to listen to the words to get the joke. Okay. Thank you very much. Good night, Idaho, ho, ho. And hail Santa.
Toodaloo, my dudes.
I wanna wrap, wrap, wrap you up under that Christmas tree. I wanna wrap, wrap, wrap you up, never gonna set you free. I love you so much at Christmas time. I love you so much, wanna make you mine. Don't say yes and don't say no. I'm never gonna let you go. I wanna wrap, wrap, wrap you up under that Christmas tree. I wanna wrap, wrap, wrap you up, throw away the only key. I love you so much at Christmas time. I love you so much, wanna make you mine. This is the spirit you make me feel. Did you know Santa Claus isn't real?
I want to rap, 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 rap you up under that Christmas tree. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Doesn't matter what you give me for Christmas. Your love is the gift that I hold so dear. No ribbons or bows could ever outshine the joy of me having you near. So give from your heart and I'll treasure it true. Anything you wrap for me will feel brand new. But in case it's something I don't want to keep, be sure to grab a gift receipt. Ooh, baby, in case it's something stupid that there's no way I'll keep, make sure I got that gift receipt.
I love you, baby. Merry Christmas. Seriously, though, babe, don't forget the receipt. I'd be pissed. I love you so much.
Don't make